降生啊，就使整个世界就震动了。
And 啊，震动，
是很大的改变。
There's great changes when Jesus was born.
为什么？因为耶稣就是救世主。
Because Jesus is the Savior.
他也是救赎世上的人的来源。
And he is to save people from his sin.
他因为要道成肉身，成为人呐、啊，有肉身的人呐、啊。
And he has to manifest in flesh.
刚才我讲到，我们每一个有肉身。就是说我们每个人都有一个名字、啊、
As I said before, all of us must have a name.
所以他既然造成肉身，他就要真正他的名字就出来了。
So when he was manifested in flesh, then his real name came up.
所以神呢、啊、说要用耶稣这个名字。
So God wants to use this name Jesus.
这就是神的真正的名字。
And this is the true name of God.
我们再看约翰福音书第十七章十一节。
Let us turn to John.
十七章
John chapter 17.
十一节
Verse 11.
十一节这里讲，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。所以这里呀、啊，耶稣他有对他的门徒啊这样的讲。
Here Jesus instructed his disciples.
但是他就是要到其他地方去传道理。
And he is to go to all places to preach.
他要做什么？为什么要去传福音？
Why does Jesus have to spread the gospel?
就要救人类。
And this is to save people.
他要救所有的人。
And he wants to save all everybody.
所以这个耶稣啊，在结果他传道理只有短短的三年。
And therefore Jesus only spread the gospel for 3 years.
但是他已经，神已经按照这个期间呢、啊，就已经把福音啊，就是得救的福音啊，啊就已经打开了。
But God has already appointed this 3 years for him to spread the gospel, and this 3 years the gospel has been spread through.
所以神的名啊，在那个时候啊就已经表现出有神的样式。跟这种是完全无罪是圣洁的样式已经表现出来。
And for then the name Jesus has been revealed that it is the likeness of God and sinless.
在表达这个神的名的时候
，and to describe the name of Jesus.
那这十七章十一节他说。从今以后我不在世上他们却在世上我往哪里去圣父啊求你因为你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一像我们一样就是表示一般他们所讲的三位一体的天父圣父圣灵圣子啊
And to be like us means be like the Father, the name, the Son, and the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit.
那个他说，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，就是等于就是赐给我的名，那就是耶稣的名字。
And in your name, that is Jesus' name, to protect them.
这种是一个奥秘，他在这里的时候就表现出来。
Onto us
啊，不管怎么样，我们大概是去了解一些这个名字，耶稣啊，这个名字是才是真正主耶稣的名，才是真正神的名字。
And no matter we realize that Jesus is His true name，
因为我们要先知道耶稣的真正名字，那你以后要。想去了解三位一体就比较简单。
And when you understand that God's name is Jesus, and in this way it will make your understanding of the Trinity would be much easier.
因为以前那些教派所谓的三位一体跟现在最近的这些三位一体，他们都一直在有些还是在改变当中。
And the understanding of the Trinity in other denomination and the domination that are now lately, they are keep changing.
所以有些信徒啊，他们一直在说，如果我们不了解，常常给人家问到这个三位一体中，我们就没有很难回答了。
So some of our own members ask if they do not understand this, then it will be in a they will be in a difficult situation to answer if people were to ask them.
因为我们根本就不相信三位一体。
Because we do not believe there's three.There's three in one.
因为我们相信神是一位的。
Because we believe that God is only one.
我们不能够把神变成三个体，三个人。
And we cannot split God into three different body and three different person.
但是他们的根据有一个很有力的根据，就是说主耶稣吩咐门徒奉父子圣灵的名来跟人家施洗。
But one of the strongest argument is that but Jesus told us to be baptized in the Father and the Son.
刚才我讲了，跟我们一样，就是说人跟我们一样，那可能就是指神呐、啊。神那个时候，如果他们查考就说原文呐、啊，这个是单数，就是说也是一个的意思。
If we were to study the root of the word us, it is meant singular, that is us, that is we, I.
所以就是神。
That is God, sorry.
所以我们看马太福音书。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音书28:19。他们就是根据这一句话。
Matthew chapter 28. This is what they use for argument.
他说28:19。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。所以这句话就使他们就变成有很多的辩论。
And therefore with this, there came much argument.
但是我们要了解，为什么以后主耶稣如果这样吩咐他的门徒，他升天以后，圣灵降下来，这些门徒去传道的时候，为什么只奉主耶稣基督的名跟人家施洗
？Then we must ask ourselves why after Jesus ascended, why Jesus asked his disciples to be baptized in his name？
我们知道，圣灵就是主耶稣的灵。
We know that.The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
也是神的灵。
And it's also the Spirit of God.
那他的这些门徒已经领受了，就是有圣灵充满了，为什么他们会违背主耶稣所教导他们要奉父子圣灵去洗礼呢？
And his disciples that received the Holy Spirit, and why would they go against the teaching of Jesus and not be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost?
这是讲不通的。
And this is would not be a good argument.
这些门徒靠着圣灵的力量来去做，一定是神的意思。
And if and the disciple with the Holy Spirit and do according with what Jesus said, and this must be the will of God.
所以这些都可以指定啊。所以奉主耶稣圣名洗礼才是对。
So this proves that only when you baptize in the name of Lord Jesus, that is the correct.
我们也可以推想是当时主耶稣可能很谦卑他没有直接讲说要奉他的名字来施洗。
And we may say that Jesus at that time may be humble and not saying that you should be baptized in His name.
根本父子圣灵就是他。
And in actual fact, the Father and the Son is Him.
还有一点我们看马太也是马太福音书3
Matthew chapter 3.
这里马太福音书3第三章16-17。
Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
第16节，耶稣受了洗，随即从 水里上来，天突然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他的身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。从这里我们也可以知道他们搞三位一体的人，他们这里啊，他们在这里，他们也怀疑啊。圣灵就是鸽子，但是声音就是天父从天上下来的声音。
And those that believe in Trinity, will read that the Spirit of God, the dove represent the Holy Spirit.
那个声音就是神世界的声音。
And the voice is from God.
所以他们认为这个是分成两位了。
And therefore this become two persons.
啊，当然主耶稣是基理，所以变成加上主耶稣就三位。
And of course Jesus has been baptized, so including Jesus, so there are three persons involved.
啊，还有在马太福音书12:31-33，他说唯独十度圣灵的不可赦，你就说十度主耶稣就是人子啊，还可以赦免他的罪，但是十度圣灵就不可以赦免。
If you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, there's no forgiveness. But if you blaspheme against Jesus, there could be forgiveness.
所以他们这里也强调圣灵跟主耶稣是。也是分成两位。
So therefore, they emphasize that the Holy Spirit and Jesus are two different persons.
这里的也有他的解析。
And therefore, they have their own explaining.
十度圣灵当时啊，为了十度圣灵，你十度圣灵就是当时因为主耶稣在靠着圣灵来去医病赶鬼啊。
And you blaspheme against Jesus, and Jesus was relying on the Holy Spirit.To drive out demons.
他们去蛇度他，他以为当时主耶稣他讲坏主耶稣了。主耶稣是借着鬼王或者借着魔鬼来去赶鬼。
And they were saying that Jesus was driving out the demon with reliance on Satan.
所以这个。这种是蛇都明知道，因为当时法利赛人呢、啊、是嫉妒耶稣有圣灵这样的能力，所以他故意蛇度的。
And the Pharisees were jealous of Jesus, because Jesus was with the power of the Holy Spirit.
为什么蛇度圣灵不可以，蛇度啊耶稣就可以
？And why you cannot blaspheme against the Holy Spirit?And yet you can blaspheme against Jesus.
圣灵啊，灵就是神啊。
The Holy Spirit and the Spirit is God.
但是耶稣当时他是道成肉身，肉身还是人啊，人的有七情六欲的，就是人啊，有肉体的啊。
And Jesus manifested in flesh, and he is human.
所以连钉死主耶稣啊，这种啊，以后他们还是可以求神饶恕啊。
And when they nail Jesus.And they can, and yet they can, pray to God for forgiveness.
但是你蛇吐圣灵，就蛇吐圣灵，那个是灵，并不是人。
But when you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, and Spirit is not human.
所以你直接就是蛇吐神了。
So you directly have blasphemed against God.
所以这里他们解释的两点是不同的。
So therefore, they explain these two items differently.
当然有很多地方啊，都有解释到。三者联合为一体啊
！But of course there are places that discuss three into one.
他们也在拿出圣经，好像路加福音说24:49，他认为圣灵啊只是一种感动力，一种感动会感动别人的力量。
And on Luke it says that the Holy Spirit is a spirit that moves you.
所以他认为这个圣灵啊，如果有这样的办法去感动别人去做事情啊。他也等于是有神的格位，有神的格位了。
And if the Spirit comes to you and you have the power to move by the Spirit and you have the power to to do other kind of work.
还有主耶稣他也有讲，他说我要回天国去，我要往父那边回去。
And Jesus said, I am to go home and to my father.
他本来就是从父派他来的。
And he is actually from the father.
所以他们也把他解释这个是分成两个 位。
And therefore they explain that there are two different position here.
刚才我们没有念一节圣经，我现在写一节圣。其实圣经上有很多都是有记载门徒奉主耶稣基督的名来施洗来去办事，并不是奉父子性圣灵来去办事。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of places that we call it disciples baptize or do holy work in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那还有，我们是主张独一神观。
And we emphasize in only one true God.
当然了，也有一些教派也是主张的独一神论。
And of course, there are they also believe in one God by other domination.
那我们看一节圣经啊，约翰福音书第十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音书第十七章第三节。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
十七章第三节。认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。认识你独一真神，所以很多人啊都认为这是独一。我认为神就是独一。
And a lot of people know that there's only one true God.
我们再看呢本章。约翰福音书十四章第七节到十一节，十四章
，John chapter 14。
约翰福音书第十四章第七节
，14 verse 7。
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。第八节，腓力对他说。求主将父显给我们看，我们就知道了。第九节，主耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这里长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父献给我们看呢？”第十节，我在父里面，父在我里面。你们这么你们信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。你如果好好念这几节圣经，我们就知道根本父也是主耶稣基督，不管怎么样都是主耶稣基督。
And if you read carefully, no matter what, the Father is Jesus himself.
所以神的名字就是耶稣。
So God's name is Jesus.
所以我们不需要把它分成三个部分。
So therefore, there's no need for us to split them in three different persons.
还有圣经上记着我们要奉主耶稣的名字，你要求什么，他神都会成全的。
And the Bible tells us if we were to ask Jesus in His name, and that He will give it to us.
圣经上没有记载说你要奉父子圣灵的，奉父子圣灵的名来去求什么，你才能够得到什么。
And in the Bible, it doesn't record that we should ask, God in His, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, for things.
好，我们这样请看约翰福音书第十四章。
Let us turn to John.
也是看约翰福音书十四章十四节
，John chapter 14 verse 14，
十四节
，verse 14。
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你奉我的名求才有办法。他的名字是什么？耶稣。
And if you ask anything in my name, then I'll do it. And what is his name? His name is Jesus.
我们再看《使徒行传》22章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 22.
22章十六节。
Acts chapter 22 verse 16.
使徒行传十六二十二章十六节。
22:16.
现在你们为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名，受洗，洗净你的罪。从这里这一件很简单的话，我们知道，你只要靠他的名去受洗，才能够洗净你的罪。
Here it simply says, telling us that, we baptize in His name, then our sin will be washed away.
所以我们靠他的名就能够办到。
Therefore, with His name, then it can be done.
所以我们刚才已经谈到了，那派别很。就是说对三位一体的解释都有一些差别了。
And as we discussed earlier, those that denomination that believe, do not believe, do not believe three in one, and that is their argument.
因为这近来了，就比较近，靠近现在的时代的有一个叫做 Sabellio 流派啊。这一派这个人啊，他也是神学家。
And there is this domination called
Sabellio,
and he is a theologian.
他认为啊，圣父就是天父啊，是宇宙间的神。
And he believed that God, the Father, is the creator.
圣子就是耶稣啊，是指着基督中的神。基督中的神，就。
And Jesus is the savior of mankind.
他认为圣灵是指历史，也是教会中的圣。
And the Son is
教会中就是
is among the church.
他只把它分成三个有神格位的。
And then he split into three.
当然了，这跟现在所谓那些。福音派的啊，他的那种原则一定就不相符合。
And therefore, his theory is different from most of the denomination.
啊，那些所谓不是说福音派，单单是讲神学，是专是研究神学的，那也有不同的地方。所保持的那种所坚持的理由也不相同。原理啦
principle. And some that have different principle.
那刚才我们已经谈到，圣灵也是所谓天父的灵。
And as we discussed, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那个圣灵也是耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Jesus.
在圣经书上，尤其是新约里面，很多地方都有记载。
And it's all recorded in the New Testament.
但是啊，他们要偏偏把它分成三体。
But yet
三位了，三位。
But yet they wanted to regard it as three different persons.
那为什么这样子？现在变成一个叫做什么真理，他们所谓的真理了。
And this become their truth.
这样变成了，他们就是说能够大家相信这个所谓这种道理啊，就能够集在一起。
And therefore, if people that believe this truth, then they can all get together.
其实这是很抽象的理由。抽象没有关系啊，这个是。来保住啊，为了要保住教会啊，这些教派的教会要有一个根基啊，大家在联系。
Then this is to get them together to be organized as one group.
所以他们就变成了也是为了生存起见啊，大家要站在一起。
And also one of the reasons for them is for their existence of their own.
但是我们不要忘记，这样的道理并不是基督教会的一种 特有的道理。
And we do not forget that these beliefs is not only one of the truths in the church.
所以有些人呢、啊，他们去也去研究一下犹太教为什么他们啊只相信独一神论。
And so therefore they research into Judaism and why would they believe in three in
two is
one God. Why they believe in one true only one true God?
啊，他们因为这样研究的话，他们更反对这个三位一体的论。
And when they the more they research, the more they
反对这三位一体。
Would not, they would reject the three in one.
啊，那他们认为现在凡是赞成这个独一神论的，都认为你这种三位一体啊，有些慢慢演变成刚才我们所讲的另外一个Sabellius派哦，变成有三个神出来，变成多，就靠近多神论了。
And the more they research, it will be more likely into this Sabellius, and the more theory to discuss.
我们如果是查考新约圣经里面，尤其是使徒行传，你可以啊去查考，那根本开始就没有谈到什么叫做三位一体的事情。
And if you read the book of Acts, it was never discussed three in one.
啊，这个就是要主耶稣死后几百年后，后来因为罗马天主教他们的会议啊来去研究跟辩论之后，慢慢形成这个三位一体的学说。
And it only after 100 years when after Jesus died, then the Roman beginning to research into this.
所以罗马有位神学家叫做特罗连，特图利安。
So there's a Roman theologian.
他认为啊，一般寻常的人啊，他们不敢去相信三位一体。
And for normal people, they would not believe in three in one.
啊，包括他自己的一派，他不相信这个三位一体的事。
And including himself as well.
因为他说他坚持这样的相信，就是变成多神论啊，多神论了啊。
And he believed that if it would become a more multi god.
所以我们还有他还有一派叫做刚才我提的那个 Sabellian 这一派，他后来他又演变，他是变成一种说法。
And this group here called Sabellian, they have came up with another way.
啊，他认为圣父、圣子、圣灵都是属于天父。
And you believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they all belong to God.
所以这三位一体者，就是说，他是认为这三种职务了，是指三种的职分了，职务了。
And he believed that these three have different status.Has different duties.
啊，所以这或者是讲它三种现象。再问一下，三种现象，如果是并非真正是三位的
，and they are not truly three different persons.
但是有很多方面，有些派系啊，就又不赞成这样子。
But there's another.Group that does not agree with this.
其实啊，这个圣父或者圣灵啊，或者圣子啊，啊，这种一般的教会啊，在解释中啊，啊，不是很清楚的。
And in most churches, they do not have a good explanation for this.
但是他们演变起来，他们要为了聚在一起，所以他们把它弄成一套，是好像看起来啊，好像很有理由的样子。
But in order to have something in common, so therefore they rationalize themselves and to be in this, to be in a group.
因为神圣的事情就是奥秘的。
Because things that are holy.
说你人用人的了解的知识来去解析神的知识，那是解析不通的。
And we use our human knowledge to understand the knowledge of God, it can never be advanced.
好像这个世界上太多东西我们不了解。
Because there are much thing in this world that we do not understand.
我们就拿光线，现在我们这种光，光是从是所以就很多很多的光线组成的。
For example, we take light. Light is it's composed of lots of rays.
啊，这个光线究竟是什么？
And what are these rays?
到现在还是不是很了解。
And until now, we do not fully understand.
只能够说，哦，是因为它的热，一种能量发出来的。
Or you can it's formed through its power.
究竟它的性质是怎么样
？And what is the original?
那我们当然可以用科学里面只有物理的来去解析说这个性质大概是这样而已。
And we can only understand through science, roughly how it came about.
它真正的到什么程度了？了解到什么程度？那太差了。
But how much we can understand is still far short from God.
好像今天就算他们那些教派相信三位一体的，你问他们，他们也是一知半解了。真正跟他们讨论起来，他们是一知半解，就是说不是完全了解的。
And if you ask them to explain, they would explain to you, but it would be to a point that they would not still understand.
如果是很清楚、很清楚的一个原理的话，大家就不用再争辩了。
But if it's a theory that can be understood easily, then we would not have to discuss.With difficulties.
所以啊，神启示他们认为有还有一个教派叫做阿里乌 Arius.
There is another group called Arius.
他们主张啊，这个三位一体有另外一种解释。
And they have another view on the three in one.
啊，他们是说一体是说他们是认为啊，神启示的。这三种象征
，and God has three different duties
啊，就在表其实是表示啊拥有的意思了、啊，永远都有的意思。
And this is to represent forever.
Yeah,
everlasting.
所以这个你要如果要去人要去探讨这个奥秘的原理啊。
If meant to research onto this theory,
我们应该要很谨慎。
We must be careful.
啊，因为我们不知道就是不知道。
Because the thing that we don't know, we should.
我们根据圣经知识讲到那么多，我们了解那么多，就是了解那么多。
How much we can understand from the Bible is that's how much we need to know.
但是最主要的就是要靠神的灵，就是靠圣灵来祈祷启示我们来去了解。
And the most important thing is to understand with the help of the Holy Spirit.
啊，并不要自己在制造。
And we should not research on our own.
刚才已经讲好了，这种属灵方面的这种相当奥秘的。关于生命方面很奥秘的。
As we say,
神的生命。Life.
The life is God. It's very mystery.
那我们要靠神的启示。
And we must rely on God's revelation.
啊，很可能我们每个人了解的程度都不一样。
And our level of understanding are different from one another.
最主要要谦，要自己要谦卑。
And the most important thing that we
不要随便去跟别人来辩论。
And we do not simply argue with anybody.
那圣经上指导我们，我们只能够这样相信。
And how much we can understand from the Bible, this is how much we should believe in him.
我们都知道我们的教会就是真耶稣教会。初期的功能都是靠圣灵的启示。
And we know that the The beginning of our True Jesus Church is through the revelation of God. Holy Spirit.
所以我们当时啊，他们都是靠圣灵来去了解，来去去传道。
And they were relying on the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel.
他们有启示，他们去了解应该怎么洗礼，应该要怎么样的样子。
And they should understand how they should perform baptism.
但是圣经也是讲明，你要正。就是说要真就洗礼有赦罪的功能，要怎么再去洗
？And the Bible tells us how one should be baptized in an effective manner to be able to wash the sin away.
主耶稣是怎么样啊受洗的
？And how Jesus Himself was baptized.
那使徒去传道里跟别人施洗，也是要到大水啊里面去洗礼。
And the disciple of Jesus, when they baptize the, when they go out to preach the gospel and baptize, they too use the living water.
所以他们啊，要求圣灵，要怎么去求，要怎么样去啊，达到圣灵的充满。
And how they would pray for the Holy Spirit and the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
并没说是三位一体，要怎么主张三位一体
？And we would not emphasize the three in the matter of three in one.
因为在圣经上，这个处女找不到三位一体的说法。
And in the if you read the Bible, there is no there's no concrete for three in one.
这都是后来的那种圣经，他用 Trinity， 就是说用三位一体的字是后来形成的。
And this theory of Trinity came about is much later.
所以我们不管怎么样，这些说法，有些甚至是说到好像面具一样，用面具来代表去解析，好像圣父、圣灵、圣子就三个不同的面具啊，都是一体的，但是带着三个不同的面具做不同的工作。
And we said that a person is wearing three different masks in order to do three different jobs.
啊，但是这些我们都不要去啊跟人家去争辩。
But these we do not have to argue with people.
我们是相信独一神。
We only believe in one true God.
那我们也是相信圣灵的啊能力。
And we also believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们相信我们有五大教义，应该怎么样来去做，跟着圣经在啊，使徒时代使徒所做的，我们照着他的方式去做。
And we also have this five doctrine, and we should do according to what the disciples in the book of Acts.
使徒并没有说交代这个三位一体的事情。
And this matter of Trinity was not let down to the disciples.
啊，所以我们今天我们要了解啊神的名字。
So today we want to understand the name of God.
要了解使徒时代他们为什么要奉主耶稣的名来去为人施洗。
And why the disciples have to, when they baptize, have to baptize in the name of Jesus.
祷告为什么要奉主耶稣的名。
And when we pray, why we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
不管是医病跟赶鬼都要奉主耶稣的名。
And when we cast out demons or healing, we also have in the name of Lord Jesus.
要求靠他啊，任何的困难，任何的事情，都要奉主耶稣的名求告。
We in the name of Lord Jesus, we ask of His reliance of any other matters.
所以这些都是正确的。
And this is all in accordance.
啊，圣经明明告诉我们要奉他的名字啊，你才能够啊求，你才能够得到啊垂听。
And the Bible tells us that we should ask in the name of Lord Jesus, then He will hear us.
啊，所以今天呢，我跟大家来这里分享啊，小弟啊的一点点对于三位一体的说法。
So I share with you what I know about this three in one.
啊，虽然这方面的道理啊，很多人不愿意去回答。
And there are people reluctant to discuss this matter.
因为有些如果是我们不小心啊，你越讲就越乱。
Because if you're not careful, the more you explain, the more confused it will get.
所以我们越思想越单纯啊，越好。
So if the more simple, hearted we are, the better it is.
什么是得救的要道
？What is the important what is the teaching of salvation？
啊，我们教会所注重的就是得救的要道。
And our church emphasizes on the teaching of salvation.
这个得救的全就是所谓得救的全备福音。
And this is the gospel that can save.
啊，那才是最重要的。
And that is the most important.
我们不要不需要去相信这种三位一体。
And we do not have to need to believe this three in one.
所以今天小弟啊。在这里啊，有机会跟大家来分享啊，圣经上的啊道理。
And I thank God that I have this opportunity to share this teaching with you.
我很感谢主啊，能够第三次的啊到温哥华教会跟大家见面。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to meet you three times in Vancouver.
每一次我到这里啊，这里的弟兄姐妹啊，都非常有爱心。的接待
and every time I come here, the brothers and sisters have loved to receive me.
使我常常啊想起啊神的爱是多么的宏大
and let me think how great is God's love.
因为小弟啊，在就是五六年前就开始到加拿大每一个教会我都有到过去。
I came to Canada 6 years ago, and I have been to almost all the churches.
都看着加拿大每个教会一直在长进。
And I've seen that most of the churches have progressed well.
这个是神的大恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
也是神特别施恩祝福你们。
And this is a special blessing that God given to you all.
求主继续带领祝福大家。
And may God continue to bless all of you.